This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. I'm Marc Boulanger. The world's richest people and activists who want to influence them are attending the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Many labor leaders are attending the conference, including Sharon Burrell, the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the body which represents national union centers such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress. Ms. Burrell was asked why she was attending the World Economic Forum.
Well, we bring a team of labor leaders in every year because it's an opportunity to meet with heads of state, with key employers who actually want to change, as opposed to the community employers who think inequality, business as usual is okay. And of course, it allows us to join in the debates from a worker's perspective. What we see today is, of course, a convergence of crises. 50 years of the World Economic Forum, but a lot of the prosperity and the opportunity that's been driven by that prosperity hasn't been shared, and indeed it's created the seeds of the destruction, particularly in climate terms, of the human race itself. So there's a lot of talk, but there's not yet the kind of sense of crisis that people are feeling. We're living through an age of anger. It's created by despair. When you look at the ILO report that shows that wages since the early 90s have just gone in a downward trend, a slump, and yet we're three times richer over 20 years than we were, you know, before that period. And then that's cumulative from the wealth we've created in the last decade. It's not being shared. So when the IMF chief says inequality, if it's not dealt with, will take us into the next depression, the reality is the economic model's failed. And unless we deal with inequality and climate with a new social contract and a new model of economy where prosperity is shared, then that's the future we're creating ourselves.
In terms of climate change, how concerned are you as a trade union leader about what that will mean for workers and workers' rights, possibly, you know, changes in terms and conditions, the eradication of certain jobs? Are you particularly worried about that?
Well, the first order of fear is that the extinction of the human race itself. You've got, you know, potentially in the next few decades, a 7 metre sea rise. So think about how many lives and livelihoods that will displace, and we're seeing the beginnings of that with destruction. You're seeing the extreme heat. Look at my own country, Australia. It's burning. And yet we are still dealing with climate denial. Now, yes, there's no doubt that climate action, a net zero economy in the time span that we now have to achieve it, is painful for workers. We do have to exit from fossil fuels. That's not necessarily a recipe for no jobs in those industries, because energy companies can still be energy companies. They just have to change the mix. We have to, in fact, see every company change, every industry change its fundamental processes to affect a net zero future. And yet that's the challenge. Now, we know that we fought the Just Transition campaign. We can make these changes with Just Transition, which gives people hope. But if you're trying to make them on a failed economic model, where the model of trade is exploitative, dehumanising supply chains, where governments are becoming more authoritarian rather than less, and sitting at the table with workers and employers is possible in a limited number of countries only, then that's the challenge for all of us.
Ms. Burrow was interviewed by Will Goodbody of RTE, Ireland's public broadcaster. And that's it. International labor news you can use. You can find our features and daily newscasts on our website at www.radiolabor.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.